time like this where you only give up one goal. I know you give up a lot of shots, but it didn't look like there was a lot of danger in those shots. But to have a defensive game where you only give up one.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we want. That's certainly more of a recipe to be successful than having to score, you know, 4 or 5 goals to win. So certainly, you know, fits our style a little better and usually leads to more wins. So again, it was just felt like kind of a no-flow, sloppy kind of game, but you're going to get that in an 82-game schedule, and you got to take advantage, and we thought we did, and, you know, been a pretty good homestand so far.
When you have a game like that, you feel best for Bazzi?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he we know the caliber of goaltender that he is, and he certainly showed that tonight, so, you know, a couple tough ones the last couple games with some of our blunders ending up in the net, and tonight was more of a kind of a traditional game where we at least try to let Massey see the puck, and, you know, he's going to stop most of them, so that was a nice one.
What's the swing like when a goal is taken off on one side and you can down a shift or two and take it?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's certainly, you want to take advantage of that break, so, you know, if you can swing it that fast, even better, then it really sucks the life out of the other bench. So, obviously, it worked in our favor tonight.
How big was it to get that third one, especially so soon after?
Yeah, I mean, we got that one right after their disallowed goal, and then they score, and then we get the next shift. I mean, coaches, that's their worst nightmare, right? They always harp on the guys. Whether it's a goal for or a goal against, the next shift needs to be a good one, at least an even one. So for us to go out, Mizey to get one, it was nice to see him get on the score sheet, and it was a big goal for us to do.
After going through a little bit of a stretch there without a goal, you get goals here back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about that stuff. It's going to go into that eventually. It's, you know, every year it's just the ebbs and flows. It wasn't going to go as hot as it was at the beginning of the year, and it wasn't going to go as cold as it was there for a bit. It's things even out throughout the course of a long season. So certainly having a couple kids at home eases the mental side of it. To be honest, maybe earlier I would have lost some sleep. It's nice to know I'm still their favorite player, whether I score or not.
Sarah, can you take us through the Cooch goal? I mean, what a great play by Sergey to keep it in. Cooch, man, he had so many chances in the last game. It's good to see him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the power play has been an area where we've wanted to improve on, and I think we have. We're too skilled of a unit to not at least get chances. And, you know, obviously Cooch is a big part of that. That was a great play, like you said, by Sergey. And I knew because he kept it in the line that their forward was up so high with him, so I knew that seam was going to be open, and Cooch had a great shot.
I know that kids are really important to you. You mentioned your kids, and obviously Hockey Fights Cancer Night, you dedicate a lot of what you do to the kids. What's special night tonight, right?
Yeah, very special. Obviously, like I mentioned this morning, it puts things into perspective when you have your own, and you see some of the families that were honored here tonight and some of the young ones in the stands. It's heartbreaking that they have to go through that. It's certainly not fair, but that's the life that we live in. So anytime we can have a night like this to honor or celebrate someone that has been so inspiring for us as players to see that, it's a special night and always nice to get a win.
Good, thank you. Yeah.